Hello, everyone. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Hello, Christine Marie.
How are you, my darling?
I am fine. How are you?
Are you, you know, as my granddaughter said, everybody can come to my party to celebrate me.
Yay.
And I just feel like celebrating you today.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Can you celebrate me too?
I can celebrate. I celebrate you every day. I wake up in the morning going, how can I celebrate
my mom today? You know what? I appreciate that.
Do you?
Good. Oh, my God. My life is so vastly different when you're not here, darling.
Good.
Yesterday, I was alone with your father.
Yeah.
And thank God the Brooklyn Bridge is across the country, because I would either have pushed him off or I would have jumped myself. It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
It's so cute when I see Cup, you know, because
there's that song.
Yeah.
You know, oh no, honey. It's a really cute song.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who is it by? But there's all these just natural couples, and they show how many years they've been married,
right,
and all that stuff. And it's so cute, you know.
It's very cute.
You just get a sense of, you know, where you are in the scheme of things,
right?
You know, and I'm probably, and I think that I'm at the extreme. Like, I'm so blessed and fortunate, you know. Like yesterday, we were in the golf cart with your father. And he hugged me, and I put my head on his chest, and I heard his heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, oh, his heart's still beating.
He's not a vampire.
That's so great. And it really sounds like a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I expected.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're like, this
but
is
it's
good.
A
this
real
is,
heartbeat.
This is a bonus.
A real man.
Yeah.
So let's talk about who we are, because we never get tired of celebrating
us. Yeah, that's right. I do all the time. Last night I was with Doug, and he goes, congratulations. I'm like, for what? He goes, I don't think I've seen you since you got your degree in the mail.
Yeah.
Your diploma.
You didn't get your diploma by mail, but they sent it to you.
Yeah.
You actually did the real work.
Oh, yeah, did the real work. Yeah.
I just sent away a degree by mail.
No. Yeah. I did two years of real work.
I became a chaplain.
Yeah. Did 2 years of real work, real studying, real paying for it. And
real paying for it through Lyme disease, through a lot of stuff.
And then all of a sudden, boom. I got my transcripts first, official.
Yeah,
they say,
right,
do not open them up or they're no longer official. I'm like, well, that seems stupid. And it does make sense. How about giving me a copy just for me then?
Yeah.
And then
that's true.
Yeah.
I bet they figured that you could look that up online.
I know. I could. And then, you know, a couple, you know, a week later, here comes a, you know, first class mail. Woo!
Yeah, baby.
My diploma.
That's the least they can do.
So I should frame it.
Yes.
And I took a little Snapchat of it and got some people saying, oh, good job, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, yeah, you should, because remember when you did a Kickstarter?
Yeah.
Or a GoFundMe?
Yeah.
You should show those people that funded you.
Yeah.
It worked out.
I was trying to think who did that. A couple people did put money in
that. Yes, exactly.
I said thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So who are we now that you've got a degree?
You're a psychotherapist.
You were going to say
I'm a psychotherapist. No. I'm a master's in education, instructional design. We're coaches. And authors of the Clutterfly Effect.
And you know, I woke up this morning thinking it's been 10 years, maybe longer, that we've been doing this radio.
And I just want to say thank you for people to listen to the radio show.
Yes.
Telling us people about us.
Yes.
You know, spreading the word. It makes us happy. And also, we hope that we do a good job for you to make this hour light.
Well, it's so funny because I remember in the old days.
Yeah.
Remember in the early days of Block Talk Radio, you could just plug in how many hours you would do. We would do 2-3 hours.
Yes.
A day.
Yeah.
And people would line up to ask questions.
Right.
Or get readings,
right,
and stuff. And then after, we would do every day during the week.
Yeah.
We'd do Friday night specials.
Yeah.
Like the midnight special.
Yeah.
And we get like lots of wild people calling in.
Exactly.
And that was fun. That was how we kind of cut our chops.
Right.
I was asking Dad. He was going, you know, that Adam Carolla, Christine Marie,
mm-hmm,
he's really good. I go, well, yeah, but what do you think about me and Julie? Aren't we good? He goes, Yeah, but you know, Adam, he was a disc jockey for many years, and he's a, you know, he does comedy. He's written movies. I'm like, hello, hello.
Hello? Just because, yeah, we've done
we've
movies.
We've been on radio.
Yes.
For 10 years.
Yes.
Have we done movies, Normano?
Yes.
Yes. Have I done comedy? Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
The only thing that we haven't done is really translate it to monetizing it all. That hasn't been our big goal.
It hasn't been.
No, I mean,
I guess if we would have had that as a goal.
We would have done it by now. If that was our main goal. And now someone's like, what was wrong with us? Why haven't we tried to, like, focus on that part?
That just be the comedians that we were meant to be?
I don't know. No, like saying, hey, this is, like, you should get sponsors for your radio show.
Oh, sponsors. Yes.
You know, that takes work.
Yeah. Excuse me, but you put that Patreon link up. That's what we'll do.
Exactly. So, girlfriend, how was your week? Has it been a good week for you? I've got some weird things I want to talk to you about.
Oh, good.
You
ask me how my week is, and you're going to keep on talking.
No, I'm not. I want to know about your week. Go for it.
Okay. I spent, you know how I said, I've told you I will never say these words. You know, that's 3 hours of my life I'll never get back.
Yeah, because I hate when people say that.
Yeah. Well, I told you I'd never say it, but I might say that this week.
Oh, you're future prophesizing this.
No.
Or you already have said it.
I think I might. Because I spent 3 hours listening to Elon Musk and Joe Rogan. Now, not that I didn't thoroughly enjoy / be fascinated by
it.
But at the end of it, at the end.
There was no payoff?
There was just like this, well, that's 3 hours I'll never get back.
Okay, you thought that.
I wanted to have something in there. For the first hour, I'm like, I got to stay tuned.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
Something's going to go. Yeah.
It's going to come down. Yeah. Or something's going to blow, right?
Right.
Second hour, I'm like, oh. Still didn't happen, but oh my God.
Right.
The guy's an alien. I know that.
Right.
Getting there, getting closer. And at the end of hour three, I went, that's 3 hours I'm not going to ever get back again. But I think it's so funny. There was one part in there that was so hysterical. They're talking about how the world has come down to this. The wine glasses or the ball jars with stems and handles.
Yes.
And they were like, this is what America has come to.
Right.
And they just couldn't get their, they could not get their,
they wanted
their drugged up, doped up, drunked up brains around that. Okay. So at that moment, across my screen flashes an ad.
No, it does
for
not.
Those. Yes.
No, it doesn't.
For the pictures are there. If you want these, click on them now.
Oh, my God.
That was hilarious.
And you wonder how many have been sold. I have to tell you, I have bought that, or Doug has bought that wine glass ball jar for a gift for David Lombardo or for somebody.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And
I'm sure David Lombardo doesn't mind his name being on the radio.
Well, I thought of that, and then all of a sudden you said it again. I'm like, oh, man.
It could be his name, but it may not be as well.
There's 100 of them, by the way. Thousands of them.
Thousands.
Millions of them, for all I know, depending on where you go in the world. It's weird. That's how I say him. Oh, you know, so-and-so. Like, yeah, I know him. He's the only person in your life. Yeah. But what's interesting is I mentioned, I want to go a little deep with Elon Musk before I talk about somebody else.
I'm willing to go there, girl. I heard Norm calls him Leon.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I said 10 times yesterday, it's not Leon Musk, it's Elon Musk, E-L-O-N. Yeah. They just reversed, little dyslexia there.
It's not Leon.
They just reversed it.
Yeah.
It's Leon to him.
I said, oh, you should listen to this podcast, Normano. It's with Elon Musk and Joe Rogan. And he goes, oh, okay. Now, you know who Elon Musk is, right?
I'll tell you what he said to me. What did he say to you?
Well, he said, I think he's a cool person, something like that.
He said to me, is he the guy that puts a dummy in a dirigible and flies it? I'm like, I don't know.
He did not say that.
Is my hand to God right now?
Yeah, but that hand has been in a lot of different
Okay, how could I have made that up so quickly?
Because that's your brain. You have a, okay.
That's exactly what he said to me.
Is he the guy who puts dummies in dirigibles and then flies them around
and then crashes them?
Yeah, just to see.
Yeah.
Well, that wait a minute. That's not. I bet he has done that. He does send rockets up and so forth.
Yeah, a dirigible is not a rocket.
No, I know, but I mean, so I mean, it wouldn't be a huge jump.
I could not confirm nor deny that he had done that.
Yes. But out of all the things.
Yeah, I would have said Tesla.
Yeah.
Would that make sense? If I said that to him?
He's like the Bill Gates of our life, except he's not as rich as Bill Gates.
Normano?
Yes, Normano, for sure. He's the Bill Gates of our time. Yes.
No, it's Bill Fugate.
Yeah. Exactly. So, talking to Doug about that, and the first thing goes, no, but I heard about it, and I heard he goes, yeah, and him and George is doing marijuana and pot all day. I'm like, no, they weren't.
They were not.
Elon Musk was not doing drugs, and yet on the internet, that's all it said.
Oh, my God. If you would have seen it, it was like, it was a cigar, and it was a half tobacco, half marijuana cigar. And Joe lights it up.
Yeah.
And he passes it to Elon. And Elon looks at it and just puts it between his mouth and does literally nothing. Does not even inhale. Seriously.
Yeah.
And then his phone starts going off. And Joe goes, what's going on with your freaking phone? What's going on? And he goes, a million people are telling me, don't inhale. Don't inhale on TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for them. Yeah. So he said, I'm not going to inhale.
He goes, so I won't do it.
Yeah, smart. It's like.
So there were positive things about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was looking for, but I was looking for something like, pow.
Well, here's the deal, though. Okay, here's what he said. You will hear something coming up soon. He said,
"Yes, I heard that, and that was exciting, but that was just a little a tickler."
And you're like, "Well, when is that going to happen?"
Yeah,
and the truth is, by the time it comes out, we will already have moved on. And like, oh, this was the big thing.
Yeah, it's just like Trump.
Like that guy. Remember when Joe Rogan interviewed? Oh man, what's the name? He's a lead singer of that one kind of like punk band.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, something really big is coming through the next week or two.
Right.
He's like, can't you tell me it now? He goes, no, I can't tell you now. Something big's happening. And we're like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he was a part of the team that released that video of our Air Force chasing that one light and so I'm like, well, that's interesting.
That is
but
good.
Guess what, didn't change my life one effing bit.
No.
Here's the thing, we think that this knowledge is going to instantly change our lives.
Right.
It doesn't. It's like a 1% degree or a quarter of a percent degree. Like, oh, I'm more comfortable now with thinking about aliens in our sky.
You're right, though. It doesn't change our life. It adds to our information, and it is interesting to think about interfacing with AI. And he's sort of a doomsday fatalist regarding AI, because he sees that it has the power to. Become
the evolutionary
bigger than
jump
us.
When that really occurs,
he
said, is instant. I mean, so instantaneous that we can't even recognize what our lives would look like or will look like unless you plug out.
But
you
but he said, like, unplug. Look, he goes, how many people? And this is interesting, because I was watching the Shaws of Sunset on Bravo, their reunion show.
Yeah,
and one of the guys, Mike, could not put his freaking phone down.
Yeah,
he was texting throughout the whole reunion. He could not. Andy asked him several times, and finally he had a producer come and take it away from him. But Elon goes, look, you people already are, not just interfacing with your phone. You are an extension of your phone, and because of that, you are instantaneously smarter. You have access to all this information within seconds. Now, the next jump is that you're not going to have to carry the phone. It's going to be somehow in you, in that time frame between, hey Alexa, who was the lead singer in this? You will know that answer.
And the difference will be whether or not you have enough bandwidth to do all this stuff.
And that's exactly
because
what he said.
We were watching. Because here's the deal too. I've got my
Netflix,
phone.
Netflix.
Yeah, I got everything. You. I got everything else going on, and I still knew I needed Rice Krispies to make Rice Krispies treats for a party, and I still got the Rice Chex instead of the Rice Krispies. Now, how did I make that dumb mistake? How come my computer brain didn't let me make the right statements? You know, I literally was conscious and brought it down.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But what I want to say though, we were watching, I think last night or yesterday, Van Jones. Van Jones was it yesterday?
Yeah.
And he had three women on that were.
Running for Congress or
some political office. The first, you know, and this one woman who is transgender is becoming, wants to be the governor of Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And her goal is to, she wants to bring fast speed internet to rural Vermont because that would make a difference in people's
livelihoods
and, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, yes, it would.
Please, dear God, because in Northern Illinois.
When I go into town, which mm-hmm. is just 10 miles away, mm-hmm. Doug's internet, maybe a little longer, is Doug's internet so much faster than our internet that I can see how people that can actually work from home.
Yeah.
Here, it's not that easy. We don't have dial-up, we have DSL.
Every morning.
Yeah.
And is that high tech, high touch? Dear Lord, please let my high tech computer, please let the internet service be good today so I can work from home.
Oh, exactly.
Is that what we're meant to do?
Yes, we're meant to do. That's how we're connecting spirituality and, like, with AI. Like, please just let my computer go on a day. Please.
Well, that's exactly what Elon Musk and the Dalai Lama wanted to do.
Right, right.
If that web is still up, that 2045.com.
Probably.
But Elon and Dalai were talking about, you know, putting the Dalai Lama's whole
consciousness
into, what does he call it? Is it 0x or net?
I don't know.
To the company? You don't know the name of it?
I can't remember the name of it. If I was connected, if I had a chip in my brain, I'd be
you would know. Yeah, that's right.
But then could I get hacked? I mean, but I guess in some ways I've been reading these books about habit forming and they use a lot of references in advertising
mm-hmm.
because those people really want to know your habits.
Yes, they do.
And then they want to know how to hack your habits.
Yes.
So in some ways, I guess we're already being hacked.
Oh, we already are. Is it inappropriate to tell the pregnant lady story from Target?
No, it's not inappropriate. Can I tell my one story real quick?
Sure, yeah.
It goes with this.
Okay.
Okay, so I think this is funny. But in regards to Elon Musk, I feel like that it was a lovely insight. I don't know where he was born.
Probably, you know, he came from the Sirius.
The star Sirius, system.
The
reason why I'm asking that is because he does have an interesting speech pattern. And I don't know if it's a lisp from, you know, born America, whatever, mm-hmm. or what.
Being English, born in another planet.
Or is English not his, you know, first language?
English is not his first language.
Yeah.
Let you know that right now.
He is
not from this earth.
Yes. But I love the idea that he wants to dig tunnels, that he's into digging, you know, tunnels for everything.
Yeah.
I think there's something about that.
There really is.
I know.
That's really worthwhile.
Because you've been this week studying a lot on this spiritual cosmic. You've kind of gone down an interesting rabbit hole.
Yeah, I have.
And I really can't explain much about it.
Right.
Except that chakras are no longer needed.
Right.
They've uplifted. They've done all the work.
Right.
And that you are no longer controlled by your chakras.
Right. Connected to them.
Connected to them. So you don't have to worry about them being, whatever.
Right.
You don't have to work with that.
Right.
But, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow has not been listening to these people that you're listening to.
Oh, really?
Right. She just got a little bit of a fine from the U.S. government
mm-hmm.
for false advertising.
What was it? Was it her vagina egg?
It was. It was her jade vagina egg.
Uh-huh.
And because on the advertisement, she says that this, I don't know if she says it directly or her goop company or however they advertised it, that it connects your heart chakra with your root chakra. And the government goes, there is no effing way you can prove that. there is no effing way that you could even suggest that this jade egg up your yahoo, connects your heart chakra to your root chakra. And I'm like, you can't prove it doesn't, mother at first.
Just try, motherfuckers.
And I thought this was so interesting because I'm sure Gwyneth is like,
Well, of course it does.
Of course it does. And how can you prove it doesn't?
Yeah.
And if we're going to go down this path,
yeah.
I mean, there's one thing to say that it can, you know, I mean, I've been talking about you about this a lot.
Yes.
Because I have been noticing people have been coming up with these spiritual processes that are suggesting such unusual things.
Yes.
That I'm like, well, you know what? You can't prove it one way or another, no. So why not?
Yeah. It's, and I think it's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
I mean, I see these women who have decades-old businesses.
Yes.
That provide them a very, very, very nice life based on something that... I never can be proved.
No, and
never.
And something that you have said, like they went, they had a trip, it was planned to do some kind of blessing, and they were unable to do the blessing because demons showed up.
Yes.
And I go, were they metaphorical demons? Were they literal? I mean, what kind of demons showed up? And they're like, well, you didn't really tell me. I don't really know. And I'm like, what in the world is going on?
No, there were real demons, and they went and held hands around the Sphinx first. And got a hold of that energy that the Sphinx was going to give off for the planet.
And you think that somebody there would have had a phone and to record this? I would like to have seen all this go down.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
You know.
Don't know.
So, and, you know, like I said, the people that you've been kind of, and you've been listening and you're going, well, there's some interesting stuff here.
There is interesting stuff in it.
Because I'm always about transformation and transforming and transmuting whatever is going on to make you feel better.
Exactly.
Life is hard.
Yeah.
And if we can have spiritual tools.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to tell Elon. I wanted to, after the interview was over, I wanted him to come and I wanted to hold him.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, he could come in my rocking chair and I just wanted to hold him and rock him.
Right.
He's sad.
Yeah, there's a lot of things wrong in that picture, by the way.
No, there isn't.
Well,
there
luckily isn't. He could make a big rocking chair that he could feel comfortable in. Because we just had these little wooden ones.
Yeah. You're like, not going to fly.
Well, you're just like, this is so uncomfortable.
But he needs someone to hold him. He needs a hug. And he needs someone to tell him about a spiritual life. Yeah. That he may know all these answers and he may see the future. And he may be from a different planet. But he doesn't understand that there's a bigger force out there.
Yeah, there is.
That he can't predict.
And also there's a bigger force.
It's called Space Force.
Yeah, Space Force.
By Donald J. Trump.
The more people want things to move forward, there's an equal and sometimes greater force that wants things to stay the same.
That's true.
And knowing that, because how many times did we hear by now we should have had a major collapse in the global economy,
right?
That we're all, you know, we're starving. Now, it does happen in some countries. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at, is it Argentina? No.
Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are I don't think in the country they're starving, but in the cities they can't get enough food.
Right.
You know, their government is not.
Don't be a free range chicken in the city of Venezuela.
You could be. You're already dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I shouldn't have said the city of Venezuela.
No, well, I know what you meant.
Yeah, you know what I meant.
The city in Venezuela.
Right.
But, I mean, for decades, I was looking, right around the corner, we're going to get the apocalypse. Mm-hmm. Or we're going to get revelations occurring. Or mm-hmm. we're going to get, you know, the whole total collapse. Mm-hmm. And I've seen crap go down.
Mm-hmm.
Bad stuff goes down. Mm-hmm. And we have to adjust. And then things get different. Things mm-hmm. get better again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I'm grateful for that because the older I get, the more like, yeah, mm-hmm. bad things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully mm-hmm. we can adjust and maybe because we have a strong enough government,
mm-hmm.
we can get better or because people.
The mole bill is just a little bit off balance for a while and then it finds its own status again.
And we go, okay, now we want, because the majority of us want peace, want progress.
Yes.
Want stability. We want progress and stability.
Yes.
And we're not willing to give up all of our stability for a lot of progress.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not willing to give up all of our progress for 100% stability.
Right.
We want it both. And so as a society, if you take the majority of us, we can feel that. We know that pressure. We can, like, this is how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of stress, a little bit of progress, a little mm-hmm. bit of stress, a little progress. We stay stable for the most part. Mm-hmm. We have ups and downs, ebb and flows, but we're okay.
You don't put coal in a under a pressure for one day and it becomes a diamond.
No,
you don't take the ocean and in one day it's totally eroded a cliff or something.
Right.
It does take time.
Exactly, it does take time, but it's just so fascinating to me because you were saying that somebody was coming up. I hope I'm not retting somebody out here. That it was going beyond past lives.
Yes.
What was that about?
Beyond reincarnation.
Beyond reincarnation.
Right. No, you're not ratting anybody out. Okay. But that would be like the next, kind of like the next leap.
The next leap.
Yes.
So where we had reincarnation, now we're beyond reincarnation, which just means what? We don't know yet. We're exploring those options. Mm. We're exploring that.
To me, it's going to be a rocking chair moment. Now that I'm kind of understanding that I've got to take these people.
Yeah.
We've got the giant rocking chair and I'm going to hold them and just put them in the rocking chair. That's how I'm going to do my interviews from now on.
Okay.
In the giant rocking chair.
Who are you interviewing?
I'd like to do Elon.
Yeah. Because we kind of gave up the interviewing model for our podcast.
No, this is just privately.
Oh, your private interviews.
This is privately.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm just going to talk to him. Just rock him.
Yeah.
Let him know it's all going to be okay.
Yeah.
Tell him that he's got to stay away from Johnny Depp.
Yes, and his crazy girlfriend.
But I promise him that if he stays away from Johnny Depp, I will put Johnny Depp in the rocking chair.
Oh,
he needs it as well.
He does need it as
he
well.
He needs it actually probably longer than Elon.
Doug got his men's journal in the mail. It's a very it's not bad. Mm-hmm. One, I was reading it yesterday, and the one thing I noticed is that, if I'm not mistaken, I thought in the past there was a lot of cheesecake pictures of girls, mm-hmm. you know, selling mm-hmm. stuff. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know about that. I think it's more gay.
This wasn't that either.
I think it's gay.
Okay.
Kind of maybe is.
I have no idea.
The men's journal.
So is Women's Journal lesbian?
Well, was Eleanor Roosevelt a lesbian?
I don't know. And it doesn't bother me one way or another.
That's how I feel.
Sexuality is fluid, baby. I don't care.
Yay is us.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bill Maher said, you know, the new song is instead of a boy called Sue,
yeah.
it says a they called Sue. And then he goes, there's another song. It says, mamas, don't let your fetuses grow up to be babies. It's the liberals. It's a new liberal song.
Oh.
No, not liberal. Socialist.
Oh, okay.
It's a new socialist song.
Oh, he said something going to Bill Maher. I think it was on Bill Maher. Maybe it wasn't. Mm-hmm. But he was talking to somebody, and they were talking about the future. And about voting, like we need to get people involved in voting. It's just getting crazy, you know? And if you're not going to vote, at least don't complain.
The lady from Texas that he had on, she was saying, he goes, what's wrong with your state? She goes, Texas is considered, we're 48th in terms of the 50 states of the lowest voting turnout.
Yeah.
We need to get voters turned out.
And then she goes, we got to stop letting it all be just up to Revelations or the end times. And I'm like, oh, my God. I get what you're saying.
I get it.
Because a lot of people just say, oh,
I'm not going to vote because Jesus is coming.
Yes. But, you know, you got, and being a Jesus follower as I am, you got to just come to the realization, people, that we've been saying this for decades upon decades and give it up. Do not follow for that reason. If you are following for that reason.
Or do not vote for that reason.
Exactly. You know,
go ahead and vote anyway.
I like following Jesus because you get to hopefully learn to be a better person. At this moment, I was listening to Risk. You've listened to that podcast before. And I got it was a short story on Risk. And I can't think of the name of the host that does Risk. It's a podcast. And it's sort of like the Moth Hour mm-hmm. on NPR. Mm-hmm. But they don't edit the stories out. So they can be kind of crazy stories.
Mm-hmm. yeah. Oh, just edit this out right now.
Yeah. What do you mean?
No, I mean, I can imagine hearing something and then the editor's going, we could probably edit this out.
Edit this out. Yeah. Well, like on NPR, they probably have a very strict guideline of what these stories can look like. I don't think Risk has that guideline. Because mm-hmm. I one time heard a story about this woman going to a fox hunt. And but it wasn't a real fox hunt. It was a figurative fox hunt where all of her lady friends dressed up in foxes or dressed up in horses, and then there was one fox dressed up as a fox, and they had to go chase the fox around. And I'm like, this is too weird. I don't get it.
They dressed up as horses? Or that's wild.
Yeah, I'm like, this is bizarre.
That's like the last thing I want to do.
Yeah,
is get with my friends and then dress up like horses. Horses.
And then chase
that,
a fox.
Would that be called horseplay?
Yes.
Cosplay?
Cosplay. It's like, are we that bored? Can we just not binge on?
Do we have to dress up
but
as
I
horses?
Guess the truth is, if you stop eating at 6 o'clock at night and you can't have, you
carbs.
Know. Yeah. You're like, what are we going to do?
Let's just stress
our brain chemistry.
Yeah.
Okay. But so he's a pretty wild dude, the guy, the host of Risk. And he was talking about how he grew up and he went to school in a Jesuit Catholic school.
Really?
And possibly for all boys. I'm not sure.
That'd be right.
Yeah.
That'd be right.
And he said he loved being a Catholic.
Yeah.
He said he loved the mysticism of it.
Yes.
He loved the big church and the
yes.
songs.
I understand
But when he went
that.
To a school, his Jesuit, the focus of being a Jesuit was all about your job is to do something to make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
Do something for your fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't know if I'm into this. I'm into doing something. I kind of like the singing and the big production of the Catholic, you know, and feeling the Holy Spirit. I love that part. But now I got to do work. I got to do something.
Now I got to actually do something.
And
be,
so he
be
ended
God's
up,
hands
yeah,
here
he
earth.
Ends up having to go on a mission trip with his fellow students and some teachers to Peru. And he gets down there, and it's just they want to keep him away from the bad, from the real bad stuff. And they're on a 20, and so they find a place they're going to go and help build a school. And I'm like, well, where do you get the lumber at? I mean, like, are you going to cut down trees? What are you guys going to do? You
mm-hmm.
know. But anyway, he's talking, and he sees this one. They're driving in a bus. And it's a 20-hour bus ride. I'm like, that sounds great. And
listen, if you get all the way down to Peru,
you're like, I'm in.
You're happy for that bus ride.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank
you're
you.
Curled up in the
and
bed.
They stop this one, I don't know, place to get some water, and there's a 20 something year old person there that looks like he's on death row. I mean, he's like a homeless man, and the way he's describing him, his eyes got some kind of film on it. He's very, and the host of Risk, can't think of his name right now, he looks away. He's a kid. He goes, I don't want to see this. This is, you know, I don't connect. And his friend going, you know who that man is, right? That man is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That man is God. And we have to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, don't give me that Jesuit talk right now that everybody is God
don't
showing.
Don't give me that.
Don't give me that Jesuit talk. Mm-hmm. We've got a gaggle of turkeys right now.
I know. They're driving Elliot crazy.
Are they?
But they're just hanging around. There's like 20 big turkeys.
Yeah, they're big now.
Yeah.
They're huge.
And they're not turkey vultures. They're just
no.
turkeys.
They're free-range turkeys.
Yeah.
Hello, Thanksgiving dinner.
Hello.
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 So anyway, as he wanted to go, they wanted to go help this man. And I get, you know, the driver goes, vamanos, we gotta get going, you know, let's get going. So they didn't help the guy. I'm like, you couldn't give him your water, whatever. But so they didn't end up helping him, but he was affected by the situation. I'm gonna call him Bill, the guy from Risk. I can't remember your name, Mr. Risk. I'm sorry. Bill was affected. And he was felt so guilty. He dreamt about him every night during, you know, and had nightmares about it. When they were in Peru, they were building this school, you know, and where they were staying at ended up being this empty prison that had running water only sometimes. I'm like, well, how is that possible? How do you get running water only sometimes? And I'm thinking, this is crazy, but I appreciate that this was their motto for this school, for this Jesuit school. It's like, you need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so he ended up writing a story about his experience, and he wrote a story about this man and how he keeps coming back to me, you know, back to him, and how he affects his dreams and all that stuff. And his teacher read it and gave him an A, and then he was asked to read it at commencement, and he read it at commencement or some function at school. And because he comments about how he wasn't able to do anything, and then he felt he just doesn't do anything. And the principal or some Jesuit priest comes up to him and says, I want to say thank you very much for writing this story. And he goes, well, I didn't do anything. He goes, no, you did. you know, we had an increase. Twice as many kids wanted to go back to Peru to help out because of your story. And I gave your story to other schools across the country, and they've seen an uptick of people wanting to volunteer, kids wanting to volunteer and help. And he goes, so you did what you were supposed to do, which was to do something.
Yes.
You just have to do something for your fellow person, for your fellow man. And he goes, and I was able to do that. And I know that he was saying that, hey, and now I host Risk, where we share our stories.
Yes.
And I can do that. That's I can share I can stories. Do, right? And that, in turn, helps people.
Yeah.
But I thought that was so interesting.
Oh, it is.
Because you never know what will affect you. But you also don't know where you're supposed to be helping.
No.
And
then to do something that came to him organically.
Yeah.
And really is an organic gift.
Yes.
For him. And then to be in alignment with it and to go ahead and do it.
Right.
And I think that's kind of what, when people go like, well, what am I really doing? Because it doesn't feel like work.
Right.
That's probably when we're in our highest gifts.
Yeah.
When we're just, what we're doing doesn't feel like work.
Doesn't feel like work.
That's why I am in the rocking chair business.
Yeah. I've always thought about creating an app where it was just called like Hugger. You know, it would be like Tinder. I've never been on Tinder, but is Tinder where you get an alert like, hey, someone in your vicinity is on Tinder too, and they like to hook up? You know, is that what Tinder is?
Uh-huh.
But it'd be called Hugger. And then, like, you just, when you're close to somebody else who's on the app, you both have an agreement like, hey, we can hook up and just hug for a second.
Aww.
Because it's just not appropriate to hug people anymore.
Right.
You know, without asking verbal permission.
Yes.
But if you're on an app, like, it's already consent.
Yes.
I'm consenting that we're both agreeing to the consent of the app, which is we're just allowed to hug, hands above the butt,
you know,
below the side boobs, you know, that safe zone in the back there.
It's funny because I was on an app similar to that.
And
know?
I think also like a watermelon in between.
I was going to tell you that I was on an app very similar to that.
To Hugger?
But when I got there, yes, it was a mugger.
Oh, no. Boom, boom, boom. Mugger map. But you know what, though? Wouldn't that be lovely, though, if you could have all your kink satisfied by apps, in the sense of,
yes,
wherever there's a mugger, there's somebody also there who wants to be a hugger.
To be mugged.
Be bugged, yeah. Like, I'll have a $20 bill in my pocket.
Yeah.
We'll agree that you'll come, you'll mug me.
Yeah.
And maybe and I want to be mugged.
Yeah. First we'll have coffee.
First we'll have coffee.
Or afterwards, I don't know, but something.
But I don't even think I'd go that far.
I think that's how it's going to be. Mm. It's going to be, the quick hookups are going to be so awesome.
Yes. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
We're already kind of on the road to that.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
To quick hookups.
Quick hookups.
I've never experienced that so far. I think I'm just too old for that. Like, that just seems, for a quick hookup, seems like a lot of work for nothing.
Well, like on my Fortnite.
Yeah.
When I play Fortnite.
Yeah.
You know, my alter ego.
Yeah.
She engages in.
Does she engage in?
Yes.
Yeah. Before they kill you.
Yeah.
Are you killing them?
Do you know what? I'm AR Annie, but now I have to change my name. But
no, you're AR Annie.
You know what AR stands for? Assault rifle.
Oh, that's right. Assault
Nobody
rifle.
Can get to me, baby.
That's right. My assault rifle, Annie. AR Annie. Yes. And which is so bizarre, because as soon as you became a Fortnite person, AR Annie, and you said out loud, I'm assault rifle Annie.
Yeah.
You got something in the mail from
NRA.
I'm like,
no. I know.
I don't know what list are we possibly on that they think that we would be a good candy for an NRA subscription.
They know. Do I have time for a quick, scary story?
We do.
So on the way home last Sunday, Dad and I were together, and so he turns on the oldie station, you know, and we hear this song from Mac Davis. And it was so cute because in the 70s, you know, everybody loved Mac Davis, and Dad made me give him a permanent perm.
Yeah.
And so I gave him a perm. He grew his hair long, and I gave him a perm, and he had Mac Davis hair for a while. And the song came on, baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. I'll just use you. So we were like in the car going down the highway, singing it at the top of our lungs, right?
Right.
Okay. So the next morning, you know, Dad's still at home because he's still recuperating from his
knee. God, this 4 weeks of recovery time.
It's like grown into 12.
No kidding.
So I roll over in the bed, and I put my arm around him, and I start singing, you know, girl, you're a hot-blooded woman child, and it's warm where you're touching me. So I'm doing that. You walk in, and you go, you guys go, you're like, you guys could be in a single bed right now.
I said, you guys could be in a single bed. You guys can spread out a little bit.
Weird. Yeah, you told us to spread out. Yeah, stop this. But I was singing that song, you know.
Yeah.
So
it was early in the morning. I did not think you guys were getting into anything going on.
No.
I would have, and there was no shoe in the door. That's our code. Hello.
I'm just singing Mac Davis down, yeah. You know. So I'm at the gym, and on my music, I have choices. I can have Blake Shelton country,
right.
Or just country,
right.
Or my mix country,
yeah.
Or my pop mix, or pop mix, and I choose just pop mix. No, I choose my pop mix.
Oh, yeah, not just pop mix, my pop mix.
I choose my pop mix. So I'm going very happily along, singing, you know, the guy from Train,
right.
And Justin Timberlake.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I look down, and there's just this old-timey picture of Mac Davis.
Ah!
And all of a sudden, I'm hearing,
no.
Baby, don't get hooked up.
You gotta kid me.
What the fuck? How did that song end up in there? I want to know. So then, okay, that's not the end of the story. Okay, that's not the end of the story. That night, I'm in bed with Norm, you know, and we're talking about him going back to work and everything, and kind of just reminiscing over the whole summer about what it was. And I started singing this real old-timey song. It was, I want to thank you for giving me the most wonderful summer of my life. Going on and on. Next day, what's right next to the Mac Davis song,
no.
Baby? In my pop mix?
No.
That song.
You're lying to
me. I'm not lying to you.
Because I've never heard that song before.
Go look it up on YouTube's.
I will.
Right now.
I'm not
girlfriend.
Going to, but that's fine.
And that's that crazy. Was right. I want to know what is going on. And I think what it is a Schumann harmonic resonance that I have with I have a resonance with AI.
You do.
Well, a higher resonance than normal.
Right. And you've done some meditations this week that you've healed the heart, or what did you do? Something crazy. You did something with the planet. You did something, and you put the energy into your home community.
I put the energy. I moved the energy from Tibet to Chile to Lost Nation.
Right.
Dixon.
And then all of a sudden, the next morning, I said, I walked out of the house and taking Elliot for a walk.
And guess what, people?
I said, Mom, you'd be crazy to think all the abundance that I was having in our yard right now. All the abundance. There must be 1,000 moths.
That's right.
And I go, and then like, oh, I did some work yesterday. I go, well, you know, you can calm it down a little bit. It's literally overwhelming. I've got deer poop everywhere in our yard. There's a gaggle of turkeys.
Yes.
I've got 1,000 moths. And I'm not kidding.
I know. And
poor
bear
Elliot
poop.
Can barely handle it. Yeah. He's like, what's going on in this world?
And you want me to stop.
I mean, you know what I want? I want the lottery tickets. I want the lottery numbers.
Quit bringing beer poop.
Yeah.
I'd get freaking win the lottery.
Please. That would be lovely.
So if you're going to manifest, baby, girl, you're a hot-blooded woman.
But I
child,
guess I mean,
which was
I
okay to sing in those
I've
days.
I play the lottery, which I don't play the lottery very often. Mm-hmm. But, so yeah, you know what, though? I have to say
the world doesn't work that way, girl.
It doesn't work that way. No. And not like we need it. It's just a exchange anyway.
Yeah, we already are in abundance.
Yes, exactly.
What kind of people have 4 golf carts? What kind of people have 4 golf carts? I want to know.
I was hoping a year ago it wouldn't have been us. That's what I was hoping. No one, if I would have had a checklist, by the time this time next year, you'll have one of these 4 things will happen. And one would have been to own 4 golf carts. I would have never checked that.
I would have bet
$1 million
exactly.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, right. And you would have.
I would have been wrong.
You would have been wrong.
There's an.
Girl, you're a hot blooded woman child.
There's a new. I guess there's a syndrome out there. I can't remember the name of the syndrome. It's called scum-lunk something. And I guess scum-lunk, scum's the right word. But the
scum-lunking syndrome.
You've heard about it.
Yes. Go, girl.
Okay. It kind of goes with what you're talking about. Yes. Scum-lunking syndrome, if I'm saying this right. You're lying to me. You have no idea the symptoms about. You're lying to me. No, you know what it's about?
You go, girl. Come on. I want to hear about scum lunking.
Do you know what it's about?
Is it close to scrotum syndrome?
Yes, it is. Meaning this, because of all the analytics out there and all the artificial intelligence, will flag things that are inappropriate even when they're not inappropriate. So, like, if your last name is, you know, Wiener,
right,
or Weiner,
right,
and but spelled like Wiener,
right,
they flag you and like, don't be talking about wieners on this page.
You're flagged.
And if your last name is Butts, which there are some people whose last names are Butts,
of course. Yeah,
flagged.
Oh my God.
Are, you know.
Yeah. So you would be a mother flagger.
Yes. And so there's a ton of stuff going out there in the world that on the surface, you know, it looks, if you quick glance, like, oh, what are they talking about? But underneath you're like, that's totally, you know, not, that's like nothing. It should not be flagged at all. It's just like
AI has chosen to flag it.
Yes, because your last name might be something, a little bit off color.
Right.
You know, right. I'm just want to throw that out.
That's good.
Yeah. So they were doing, you know, I don't know if it's funny. It was just kind of interesting, I thought. But
it's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kudos, girlfriend.
Yeah. So I didn't tell the Target story, and we're getting close to the end.
You should, though, because I think it's
fascinating.
I think it's fascinating because we're talking about AI.
Yeah.
And we're talking about how we really, you know, we think we're free. Mm-hmm. We think we have the ability to think free, to be free thinkers. And yet, really, you know what? We're nothing but we're programmed machines already.
That's exactly right.
And I want you to tell the Target story about the poor little pregnant girl.
So what Target does, and, you know, we all have gotten these cards now that says, you know, swipe the card so you get points for all your shopping, and it helps people figure out your habits. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess there are people who go to Harvard to study this stuff or get their college, you know, mm-hmm. their doctorate mm-hmm. in statistics plus, you know, cultural, stuff.
And really what they could have done instead of going to Harvard, rocking chair.
Yes. The University of Rocking Chair. You'll have to online.
Rocking chair, you baby.
Exactly right.
Rock you for short.
Rock you for short. But anyway, so what they found, this
Thank
guy
you,
found
Jack
out,
Black.
He took out all this data. And what he wanted to do was he wanted to track how pregnant women spent their money so that they can send them coupons right before they're going to make the next purchase.
Yes, so they can get them instead of Walmart.
Or somebody else, who knows.
Yeah.
And they want to figure out, well, they don't want to get the person who like is buying a child seat, you know, baby seat.
Too late.
Well, also, are they just buying that one item for a gift because they want to get the person.
Got it.
And so what they found out, this guy took all this data and he realized that, there's a certain time when a woman buys a lot of extra lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Like women like lotion, but there's a certain time they buy a lot of extra lotion. Mm. And it's like usually like the end of the first trimester, beginning of the second trimester.
Mm.
And it's not no fragrance. It's just lots of lotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, maybe because for stretch marks. I didn't say why.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said there's a time when they start buying zinc and a lot of other minerals, mm-hmm. and they can track it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they find that these two things occur, they go, there's a 75% chance or 85% chance this person's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can start targeting them really hard for pregnancy stuff and for baby stuff.
Hence the name of the store?
Target. Hello.
Hello.
And what they want to do is start targeting them when they get close to their due date.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know exactly when the due date is going to happen, but they want to guess. Because if you target them too soon,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to, it's just going to go
not
in the trash.
Buy Pampers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to target right for their due date. So they're kind of, and some people are going, well, what happens though if, you know, they target our customers going like, hey, how do you know I'm pregnant? How did you find out about this?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a problem with this
mm-hmm.
because they started, somebody mm-hmm. got checked and clicked and they started getting flagged,
mm-hmm.
thank you, targeted
mm-hmm.
for this, you know, autoresponder of pregnancy stuff in mm-hmm. the mail. Like, mm-hmm. and
how dare they?
This man comes into a Target store in Minneapolis and saying, you've been sending this stuff to my daughter. You know, she's in high school.
She's 15 years old.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Knock this stuff off. I don't know where you got her name, but take it off your list. And then they're like, oh, we're so sorry. We don't know how it happened. And then I guess a month later he comes back, goes, well, I guess there was some stuff going on in my house I didn't understand, but I guess she's pregnant.
We'd like the coupons
yeah,
again.
Yeah, I go, that puts on the list for the coupons and all that stuff. And I guess I should take it, you know. But what you realize is, like, there's no secrets anymore.
No.
And I do believe that.
Yeah.
I think everything will be revealed.
Oh, yeah. And it already is if we just really, really look and listen and pay attention.
And I think that that's the point of being authentic, but
I don't know. About
I don't
that.
Know either because yeah.
transparent,
maybe
authentic. I don't know. Let's wait until we see all the chakras gone
first.
That's right.
And then the kundalini then, comes through yeah. and heats it all up yeah. and burns it all down.
The mask comes off. We see we see all the
we're karma free.
Yeah,
and
we're beyond. We're beyond reincarnation.
We're living in the fifth dimension.
The wheel.
There's no currency.
Beyond polarities.
We have everything we need.
That's right.
And
everything is formless.
Yes. I don't know what that looks like
we
to me.
We exist in the cloud. Or a tunnel.
But who is work? Who has the control of the cloud then? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
at some or does that become consciousness?
What
I
if
don't
it
know.
Got there in the cloud? And you know who's the president? Kanye.
Oh, well, that could be.
Yeah. Instead of Jesus, it's Yeezus.
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I being ridiculous today?
We're both. Because if you take this out to the natural extremes,
yes.
it is ridiculous.
Yes.
And it's the same problem, if I go this way, you know, it's the same problem 30 years ago or 20 years ago. Climate changers had a problem with this because they mm-hmm. predicted by now mm-hmm. that Manhattan would be underwater.
Right.
Well, shit's going down.
Right.
But
they're just a little too, they jumped the gun.
Right. Yeah. Now, you know my philosophy.
You're a planet hugger.
Well, I'm a planet hugger, yes. We should have been focusing on pollution.
Right.
And plastics in the water, all this stuff.
Yes.
But I know that when I was growing up, we had to worry about ice ages. That was the thing to worry
yes.
about because we're only in the middle of an ice age.
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, in the low part, like right now, we're not in an ice age. Great. We don't favor well in ice ages. And the way the Earth is situated with the sun, we're about ready to enter that time when mm-hmm. the plant should get colder naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, like right now, all of our glaciers should be getting bigger.
But instead, they're melting.
Instead, they're melting because of global warming.
And they're making the things rise, the sea levels
so
rise.
I'm wondering, though, when this engine for kicking in to make the planet colder.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if all of our pollution will prevent that from happening, and we'll just get back to normal again.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Interesting.
So I'm just throwing that out there. I have no ideas.
Yeah.
But guess what? The world is so big and complex that we just got to do our best and try and ride it out, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ride this baby out.
Well, Elon would say the fact that we need to get off carbon. Because it's everywhere, and he said the worst place that it's at is it's going in our oceans, and it's killing our oceans.
Okay.
And then he said, we know we need to occupy Mars. We need to be willing to be planetary individuals because this place is not going to be inhabitable for very long.
Well, see, I hate now. It's interesting that he says this, but he's also mm-hmm. wrong. In the sense of this.
Leon is wrong.
I'll tell you why he's wrong. I'm just saying, we've got a workable plant here. Do you think it would require, what do you think it would require more energy? To take Mars and turn that into a workable planet? Or just to fix our planet? I mean, what would take more, quote unquote, calories to burn?
Oh, I see.
I'm thinking it's going to take a shitload more energy to change Mars into a workable system than to just fix this amazing planet,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Right.
We can fix it.
Just fix it.
Yeah. And the first thing we might have to do is, as a whole, we'd have to probably decide to bring up everybody to a level of mm-hmm. sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
Because until you do that, mm-hmm. in a smart way, mm-hmm. you're going to have people trying to get there, mm-hmm. and they're going to do crazy stuff that we did, which was using tons and tons of coal.
Well, that's so sad. And the reality is that since we are just now golf cart people.
Yeah.
We don't burn that much carbon.
Right.
We don't leave a big, we have a small footprint.
Yes.
And that we're using solar roof panels and things like that. And,
yeah.
And also on my front porch,
yeah,
there's the great big rocking chair.
Yeah.
Where I can, from now on, we're going to have the Rock You.
So you're living great.
The Rock You channel.
Yeah.
And what do you think today was? It was great.
It was a great day. It was great.
It was great. It was great.